Exclusive: Pennsylvania Senate candidate David McCormick warns of U.S. spiritual decline. By Hannah Knudsen on April 22, 2024. Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate David McCormick spoke to Breitbart News Daily on Monday, the day before his primary race. He warned of the spiritual decline in the nation and highlighted that many young people do not know the basic difference between right and wrong. "You mentioned you listed a couple of the problems in our country right now. And we share all the same concerns, but you mentioned spiritual. What do you mean by the spiritual concerns of our country?" host Mike Slater asked McCormick. "It's a good day to ask that question because when you see these kids marching on campus, they don't know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil," McCormick replied, asserting that only one-third of young people in the U.S. are patriotic and believe in the exceptionalism of America. "How could that happen? You know, how could you have Jewish kids on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania who stay in their rooms because they're afraid of violence if they walk across campus? And then you see those three college presidents testify. And you see that's how it happened," he said, explaining that this points directly to a lack of leadership and a lack of moral clarity. "That's the decline. That's the spiritual decline that I'm speaking of," the Senate hopeful said, noting that this is not just a religious problem. "It's religious in part, but it's not just religious. It's a sense, it's a set of values about what's made America special. A set of values about what's right and what's wrong. And I think we've lost that. And I think it's due in part to the weakness of our leaders," he said, explaining that his opponent, Democrat incumbent Senator Bob Casey, DPA, is a prime example of that. "Casey," he said, "is very, very weak and endorsed. DPA, who is a good example of the kind of anti-Semitic behavior that we see. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Dave McCormick, April 22, 2024. When you see those kinds of decisions for purely political reasons, you say that's how we have this decline because we don't have leaders that are stepping up and showing the difference between right or wrong. And that's what I'm referring to," he continued, adding that Casey has lived off of his father's name. His father was the former governor of the state, and has been in public office 30 years. His dad was an iconic guy. He was a real leader. And Bob Casey Jr. is the exact opposite of that. He never sort of stepped up, he said, noting Casey does not have significant legislative accomplishments, either. "He's voted 98% of the time with Joe Biden," McCormick said. "So he's a follower. This is guy who every time there's a fork in the road, has moved to the left," he added. Related: David McCormick slams Oz for past TV comments on children transitioning in PA primaries. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.